from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the National Mediation Board is now getting involved to try and stop a potential NJ Transit engineer strike that would massively disrupt the commutes for hundreds of thousands in New Jersey. The board has called NJ Transit officials and union officials to a meeting in Washington, D.C. on Monday. Engineers are threatening to walk off the job in a week, which would completely halt NJ Transit rail service. The main sticking point is engineer salaries. On the same day, Newark Airport suffered another radar outage, leading to the cancellation of dozens of flights and now over 130. The White House says it's taking action to end the Newark Airport meltdown. Spokesperson Caroline Leavitt promised new equipment for the New Jersey hub.
The goal is to have the totality of this work done by the end of the summer.
Newark is becoming the focal point for failures in the aging FAA computer systems. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has unveiled a multi-billion dollar overhaul of the country's air traffic control system in the wake of recent deadly plane crashes and technical failures that have put a spotlight on the outdated network.
I think our country, our people, those who use the airspace, they deserve this moment in time to actually deliver an air traffic control system that's going to keep them safe. That's not going to have them delayed for 4 hours or their flights canceled. A system that works for them.
Duffy says the technology being used is 50 years old. The plan has an aggressive timeline calling on everything to be finished by 2028, though Duffy says it may take another year. A flatbed tow truck partially fell through the boardwalk in North Wildwood Thursday afternoon. Mayor Patrick Rosanello says a contractor was on the job for the city at the southern end of the boardwalk at the time, and the vehicle was over the weight limit. He expects the boardwalk will be repaired in the next few days. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will we get any sun this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Depending where you are, evening outdoor activities might fare okay as rain exits and drier air moves in throughout the Garden State. Zero weather problems for you this weekend as we really clear out, dry out, and warm up. So showers still possible over the next few hours. Then we'll dry out with some breaks in the clouds tonight. Getting chilly overnight. You might need a jacket. Lows fall into the upper 40s. Tomorrow looks good. Early morning clouds give way to sunshine. You'll feel a refreshing breeze throughout tomorrow. Highs will reach about 70. Mother's Day Sunday, even better. Sunny and mild. Highs 70 to 75. More sunshine and more 70s for Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Burlington 58, Belvedere 53, Old Bridge 59. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather is brought to you by Flemington Department Store. Top name furniture, free furniture delivery, and Flemington Department Store is paying your sales tax. That's right, on most name brand furniture and Sealy Posturepedic mattresses. Hurry in now and save big. Flemington Department Store, it's worth the trip.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.